Hi, I'm Lauren Hunter.
And I'm Kate Vlasic.
And welcome back to Generation BSC.
Yes, Generation BSC. Maybe you've forgotten. It has been a minute since you've heard from us. We are a bi-weekly podcast of two elder millennials, or geriatric millennials, if you want to say it that way.
Fine, if you must.
Revisiting the Babysitter's Club book by book, episode by episode, talking about what we remember, what we feel now. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's very different. But we wanted to check back in with this emergency meeting of Generation BSC. Because, as I said, it's been a minute and we wanted to give an update about where we're going, what we've been doing, all of that. So, Lauren, why don't you kick us off with what the plan is?
So, yeah, biweekly when we're on is right. what we'll say, because, yeah, as we said, it has been a minute and I know we just kind of disappeared. So we just wanted to address that. So off the top, we will always come back.
Yes.
This is always going to exist. We still have over 150 books to go with spinoffs and side shoots, and that doesn't even count television shows and comics and all the other things that there are in Babysitter's Club world to explore and the things that are going to continue to happen. So right off the bat, I just want to say, I know we've had this conversation many times, but like giving my solemn oath to our to the listeners, that no matter what, we will be back. There may be long gaps in between. We may switch platforms as technology changes. We may, you know, be 85, 95 in a retirement center somewhere, you know, recording from a space station. Who knows? We may be living in WALL-E, riding around in scooters in space. Whatever the future holds, we know that we will be doing this until we have exhausted all there is to do with Generation BSC, or we're not here anymore. So,
yeah,
well, that got morbid, but the point is,
yes, let's skip over the dark part of what you just said.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, both of us, we're all in. We're 100% invested. We want to see this through to the end. Partially selfishly because we want to read all the Babysitter's Club books and talk about them. And if we're doing that anyway, we should share it with the world.
Exactly. And we genuinely, this is one of the things that really fills up my life. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, it's a shitty world these days. And there are anything that like brings joy and happiness to you, grab on, hold on with both hands and don't let go. And this is definitely one of those things. So from the rip, we're definitely coming back for always. And when and how and what exactly that looks like, we've learned we should never make that promise again. We're just done with that. No promises. But what we did do is really sit down and look at how can we make this a little bit more sustainable, a little bit less inconsistent. And what we decided to do is just sort of rethink how we approach our recording model. Mm-hmm. So instead of, we really, our idea was we wanted to be current. We wanted to be, right, you know, talking about things as they were happening. We wanted to be in real-time conversation. And what we've realized, there's ways to do that. And we're going to talk more about that later. But for us, the way that life is, both personal, professional, mm-hmm, mental health, the world, all of the above, the reality of our lives and the world right now is just that we can't always be as consistent as we would want to.
Right.
We can't always give the energy and attention that we would want to the podcast. And the other thing that we want to make the commitment to is that we always want to show up as our best selves. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not the best podcast in the world. We know we're not. And I don't ever want to half-ass it. And I know Kate feels right, the same way. And so that's one of the reasons we've really had to sort of take a step back. So we are going to approach things in more of a season model. So Kate, what do we mean by seasons? How are we going to approach the season model?
The season model for us, obviously every podcast that has seasons does it differently. Sometimes they're starting and then recording as they go. Our plan, because of what we have experienced or learned through our experience over the past several years, is that we work best when we have a little bit of flexibility. And from our perspective, that works well for us. But if we're trying to record and post and interact on social media all at the same time about the same episodes, we aren't always the best at being able to stay on top of that. Through no fault of our own, just the way that our lives run, you know, like Lauren's saying, life gets in the way and we want to do the best that we can to make sure that life doesn't get in the way of the podcast. So we're going to allow ourselves the flexibility in recording because we're going to plan to record an entire season and then start posting it. And then while that season is out being, you know, put onto all of the various places you listen to podcasts, we're going to be recording the next season. So when we start a season, we're going to be able to say this season is 8 episodes, 6 episodes, 10 episodes, whatever it ends up being, what we think makes sense based on the flow of the books, based on guests, based on how we feel. We're going to say, okay, we've got the season. It's all edited. It's all ready to go. Let's get it out there. We'll probably do something like this, maybe some social media, and say, hey, next episode, next season's coming out in 2 weeks. We can't wait for you guys to hear it. And then while that season is posting, we'll be working on the next season. There will probably still be minimal breaks in between seasons just to give a little bit of a buffer. But our intent is that we will have shorter breaks. The posting will be consistent every 2 weeks for the entire season. We won't be having any Cokie Mason moments like we've had in the past where life got in the way and, you know, basically so that we can put the best version of this podcast out. We then, because we are giving ourselves the grace to have that flexibility, we don't have to worry about, oh, well, we have to post this episode in a week, so we have to record, we have to edit. And maybe that won't result in the best episode for you guys or for us that we can be as proud of as we want to be. So we're trying to make this the best podcast we can make it. And this is what we have come up with to allow ourselves to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited about it, because the short version is, while we will never promise exactly when we're going to come back,
right,
we can say once we've started, this is exactly what you're going to get and this is when it's going to end. And that takes off a ton of pressure. And because we're not going to be worried about recording and posting and editing and all that every week, that will give us the energy to engage with you via social media, via other avenues that we're still exploring, about what we're posting, rather than just post it and, you know, have to be already moving on to the next thing because we're scrambling to get the next thing ready. This way, we'll be able to actually spend time in the episodes with you, which is one of the reasons we want to stick to the bi-weekly. And honestly, I kind of like the dragging it out a little bit. Yep. There are some podcasts that, you know, they run through content so quickly and they're there and they're gone. And we are going to be your friends for a long time. We just don't always know when we will be coming back. And because we want to have more interaction, that did give us some time to talk a little bit more about how we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. So we talked about social a little bit. We've mentioned supporting the show a couple of times and bonuses and, you know, extra episodes and things like that. And the even better news is, well, I don't think we mentioned, we have been recording. We do have episodes banked.
Oh, like, yes. That's a good point. We have several episodes already recorded for this next season. So you don't have to wait, you know, another year or something before it comes out. Like this, we're posting this now because we know that we're on the right track to be able to post our first season back soon. It's obviously not going to be like next week or anything, but we have episodes recorded, where we have episodes scheduled to be recorded, including with guests. So we're on the right track to post sooner rather than later, but just not like immediately.
Exactly. I was like, oh yeah, we missed right. that detail. Like, we're not starting this now. We've been doing this. Anyway, the point is, the even better news is we've been using this time to play with what some of those bonus features are and have been recording tests of some different things and playing with some different options. We do know that we have stickers made. So anybody who supports the podcast in any way is definitely going to get a sticker. We may be able to offer some results of a crafternoon here and there. Definitely things like we talked about, like watching the old television show episodes, commentary for the new episodes for the movie, maybe watching other unrelated things, and honestly, really build a community. Whatever that looks like, we will likely have some kind of a financial opportunity to support, so that does make it a lot easier for us to do all those other things. For example, if we can pay for an editor, that's one less thing that we have to worry about. So that's one less, you know, more to record. Anyway, the point being, that is not required. Nobody is, Lord knows, things are tight enough as it is, but we are going to do something. Mm-hmm. We're just not sure exactly what that's going to look like yet. I don't know if you have any more, thoughts or something you want to add to that, but just know that we are taking the space to expand, not just,
right,
you know, come back with what we already do.
We're not just coming back with seasons. We're planning to do more. And, you know, I guess you guys are probably thinking like, well, what about Patreon? We looked at that. We thought about that. We're not sure that that's necessarily the model that works best for us, because part of the reason why we're mixing things up is because of timing and flexibility. And with a Patreon, we might not be able to hit the sort of metrics that we want to promise to you guys. And so we don't want you to feel like we're not living up to your expectations. So that's why we're thinking about other options that might be out there. But honestly, if you guys have any ideas to offer that we maybe don't know because we don't know as much about podcasting, or you have other podcasts you listen to that say, oh, this is how you can support us. This is how you can engage with the community, anything like that. If you feel very strongly that like you hate Discord, but you love some alternative, tell us that too. Like, because we only know what we know and we don't know what we don't know. And hopefully,
exactly,
as part of this like community that we're building, you guys can help us figure out the best way to engage with us and with each other. And it would just be lovely to get more input because we don't know everything.
Shocking. Oh, my goodness. I know. It feels like every day I'm learning something new and exciting, and or I'll be mm-hmm. listening to a podcast and someone will mention something. I'll be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. That's such a great idea. Super inspiring. So, yeah. Shout it out. Let us know. What is there something you'd like to see? Is there an extra you'd like to get? Is there, you know, something mm-hmm. that is you're dying to hear our thoughts on? I don't know. I was trying to think of something funny, but I got nothing. Everything I can come up with is decidedly not funny. So, well, we could talk about not funny things too. Lord knows we do that plenty.
That's true.
In any case.
If there's any topic you're interested in hearing our thoughts on, let us know. Or, yeah, we're sort of open to anything, and we want this to be more of a conversation. So not necessarily just, we only talk about the Babysitter's Club and that's it. Like, if there are other things that you want us to talk about, we would love to talk about those things. So let us know.
And like we said, we're having so much fun with this. Even if we do run out of books, now that we're being more consistent, this will allow us to start to explore some other things that might, you know, mm-hmm. what the podcast will could eventually evolve into, or, you know, if we, I don't want to say pad it out, but if we start to evolve a little bit and include some non just like book recaps or show recap episodes right. like we've been doing, there might be, you know, that's always, I like when podcasts grow, and mm-hmm. as long as they don't give up what their initial goal is. And that, like we said, we are fully committed. We're going to do all 150 books, maybe not all of them the mainstream. That's one of the things that we've been talking about, you know, things like Logan's Story, those like diary books, or like the California Diaries. Those might be bonuses rather than main feed episodes. But Lord, we've got a while before we get to those. So basically, I can sum up the last, 15 minutes of us yakking at you as we are doing this. We are recording. We are coming back. We miss you. We love you. We're excited about coming back with our OG episodes and with some new things that we're super excited to share. We are excited to build and grow this community. And if you have any ideas for how to do that or things that you want to see or be a part of, bring it on. What I miss?
I don't think you missed anything. I think that was a perfect summation of the last 15 minutes. So if you, maybe we'll put like a TLDR on the the post. Like, if you just want to know the very basics, go to minute 15 or whatever it is. But no, I think we're very excited. Like we've said, we've been working on what this is going to be, working on episodes. We can't wait to get them out into the world with all of you and get back to engaging with each other on, you know, your thoughts on the Babysitter's Club and the specifics of these books, and figuring out a way that we can all talk to each other about them and about other things. So we're just excited, basically, is what that all boils down to.
Yeah. Not to be like super cheesy. Well, I'll be on brand. I'm super cheesy. It is what it is. But we need these books now more than ever for all kids growing up. I think, as we've talked about, there are things we can continue to discuss and to continue to push forward. But I think at the core, these are stories that really, really endure. And these are messages that we of inclusion and acceptance. And, you know, maybe it's not perfect. And there are, like we said, things we can grow from it. But that's true of us, too. I mean, think about all the time I'm sticking my foot in my mouth and having to say, I didn't know, I'm learning, or I was wrong, you know, I teach me something new. So in any case, my sappy thought is, we're so glad that these books exist. We're so thrilled that they are continuing to thrive in this world, and honored to be just our tiny little corner of that. So anyway, I miss this. I miss you. I'm so excited to get back to it.
Yes, very, very excited. So,
well, we are back again. We're not promising exactly when, but soon. We have recorded, at the very least, our first episode back. So we know that we are going to be launching back with it's our second. It is our second mystery, because the first was the mystery of why the hell that was a mystery offshoot. In any case, we will be back with our second mystery, Beware Dawn. And it was a bit of a doozy. We had some thoughts. We had a fun time talking about it. So,
yeah, it was a good conversation. We are, I mean, excited, maybe the word of the episode, but we're excited to put that one out there for you guys to hear because it was a fun conversation and an interesting book to discuss.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I'm getting so, again, excited, but I am, the further we get into the series and the further away from the things that I remember and that I really engaged with, mm-hmm. and the later into the 90s that we're getting, I'm really interested to see, you know, how this goes and how start reusing plots. I mean, my timeline wall yarn is starting to get, I already have like a list of, I was like, our next super special, we're going to circle back around to this a number of times. So in any case, lots of good stuff ahead. And thank you all so much for being here at all, for listening to this. If you're listening to this, you have stuck around not only through us babbling now, but through our inconsistency, our coming, our going, and this most recent long wait and honestly just sort of radio silence. So from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom, I feel confident that I can speak for Kate on this one too, to just say thank you so, so much. And thank you for being our friend.
I love it. We can't wait to get back to you and I guess, quote unquote, watch this space. We'll tell you when we're coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know. That feels like a weird way to say it. Listen to this space and we'll tell you when we'll be back. But we can't wait and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Lauren, anything else before we wrap up this emergency meeting of the Generation Babysitters Club?
Well, seeing as how it has conservatively been a decade since our last episode, we should probably remind everyone what our predictions were for Beware Dawn so that they can come in just as prepared as we were.
That is a very, very good point.
So we'll take the Wayback Machine for just a hot second here and hear our prediction.
So I, now looking back, after we read The Ghost at Dawn's House and my prediction was completely incorrect, it's because it was this one. There is a like best babysitter competition. One of the kids gets scolded by Dawn and he gets in trouble at home. And so he starts sneaking into the secret passage, making scary noises, leaving secret clues and freaks all the girls out. And then they figure it out and they have a touching moment where Dawn like helps this kid become a better person. So That's what actually happens. That's not a prediction. I remember this one very well because I thought it was one we already read, but it wasn't. So I know it's this one. So my overall prediction is, you know, there's an actual ghost and Dawn needs to be beware of the ghost. So it's Old Hickory.
Yeah, Old Hickory's ghost. So I did not remember this one specifically, but that makes sense that you said it. And go figure, my realistic prediction was basically that, except it was Alan Gray and not a kid. And Alan Gray had a crush on Dawn. And again, is that even canon in the books or is that just from the movie?
I think it's just from the movie.
I think it's just the movie too. In any case, my realistic was that movie Alan Gray had a crush on Dawn. Mm. And in his misguided Alan Gray way, knows that she loves ghosts, knows that she has this passage and is intrigued by it. And genuinely thinks he's flirting and is like shocked by her, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like he just seems like one of those guys who'd do something really stupid and then be like, what?
Yeah.
But not from a malicious place.
You're right.
From
a genuine
bonehead.
Exactly.
So that was my realistic. Unfortunately, my outlandish was right on the same lines as yours, that it was actually the ghosts of runaway slaves who come and teach class economics, socioeconomics, racial politic awareness, feminism, just basically bring the girls up to the 20s. They're like time traveling ghosts. We've been around. We've seen the future.
We can teach you all you need to know.
Ooh. We've been in the past. We're coming forward. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out if I'm accurate in my very detailed remembrance.
I don't know. I'm still rooting for a Civil War ghost.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, you'll just have to tune in and see how right or wrong we were, because there's a lot that's happening in this book.
Yep. It's a great one. We can't wait for you to hear it. So I guess with that, I'm Kate Vlasic.
And I'm Lauren Hunter.
And this emergency meeting of Generation BSC is now adjourned. Say hello to your friends.